Hello everyone and welcome back. This is Roger Pipe of Rog Reviews, and this is episode 3 of our 2007 AVN Awards podcast series. It's a fun little thing we do every year where I take a closer look at the long list of nominees for the very best in adult films and entertainment. We delve deep into the nomination list to talk about the stars, directors, movies, and scenes that made the last year special. We talk a little bit about who might win, who should win, maybe some new things we've noticed along the way. This is an interactive podcast series. Even though it's not live, I do read your comments on Twitter, Roger T. Pipe on Twitter, or my site, Rog at Rog Reviews, or right down below there is a place for feedback if you're seeing this on rogreviews.com, or if you're seeing it on YouTube, there's a place for comments. If I can read your comments or feedback, I will make them part of a later podcast. That's what I'd really like to do. I really do enjoy feedback and think it makes for a much better podcast. In the first two episodes, we covered a little more of the background. I'll do a little of that here, but if you really are new to the podcast and want to sort of hear what this is all about, please listen to episodes 1 and 2. Just briefly, I am Roger Pipe of RogReviews.com, an adult film critic for the past 20-plus years. For about the last decade, I have been part of the voting panel for the AVN Awards. That's what started this podcast a few years back, just an opportunity to talk a little bit more about the process, which I really think is interesting, the task at hand, which is huge, and an opportunity to talk about some of the very best that our industry had to offer. That's what this is all about. This podcast is sponsored. We have 4 total sponsorship packages available. 1 has already been paid for. The other 3 are still open. I'll fill them in as I go just for some personal mentions. But you do get 3 live mentions as well as links in the descriptions down below, banners if you have them, and it will include the entire series. So at least 15 of the regular podcasts, 1 about the contest we have coming up, and then maybe a couple just based on the fan voting as well. So if you drop me a line, you can have that great opportunity. If you want to donate a sponsorship so I can talk about your favorite, especially in the fan voting, let me know. 3 are still available. And on that note, here is our first sponsor break. This podcast series is brought to you by the Lachlan McLeod podcast. It's actually called the Lachlan McLeod Show over on lachlanmcleod.libsyn.com. Link is down below. Tune in, listen to what Lachlan has to say about life with a disability and a number of porn-related issues. Other sponsors that I'm going to throw in from a personal note, IAFD.com, the Internet Adult Film Database. That is where you can go to find everything you want to know about adult movies and stars. The most important website on the planet. Also, Sexy Slapstick Video for wet, sloshy, messy videos from the Pie Master. And finally, hey, here's an idea. Those of you that want to run a fan voting campaign, here's my own personal one. Go to AVN Awards, avn.com/awards. Go to vote, and you can vote for your favorite fan, your favorite fan favorite, I guess is what we're looking for. And if you will scroll down, please, to favorite cam guy, you will see one of your favorite cam guys is Porno Dan. That's right, Porno Dan Leal. Please vote for Porno Dan. I just did. That's it. That's our first sponsorship, so we can now get on with the awards. If you would like to follow along, you can go to avn.com/awards, click on that nominees button, and you'll go down. We just finished the A's and started the B's with Best BDSM Movie, so we are now on to Best Big Bust Movie. Beautiful Tits 3 from Archangel, Beautifully Stacked from Pure, Big Tit Pinup POV from Burning Angel, Big Wet Breasts 3 from Jules Jordan, Breast Intentions from Brazzers, great title by the way, Extreme Naturals 12 from Reality Kings, I love that series, Caden Cross, Big Natural Tit Casting Couch from Arrows, Keisha Gray is Tit Woman from Elegant Angel, Morning Joe from Kelly Madison, really tough to beat Kelly Madison when it comes to breasts by the way, I can think of one set though, Angela White, Natural Attraction from Biscow, Perfectly Natural 10 Porn Pros, Rack Focus from Jules Jordan, Stacked 5 from Hard X, really, really good movie, Stacked Sisters Swallow from Lethal Hardcore, and Tits and Oil from New Sensation. Like that movie a lot too. Good, some good titles here. Have not seen all of them, and as you guys know, I don't vote until I've seen everything in a category. But I really, really like Stacked Five from Hard X. Keisha Gray was a good choice for Tit Woman. Liked her a lot. Big Wet Breast 3 was good. So was Tits and Oil. There's a lot of good titles here. What I wonder, though, like, this seems like a very vanilla category that happens to have big boobs. I know that some fans, there aren't big enough boobs in most of these movies for some of you. So, you know, you're not going to see score movies in here because that's not really what it's for. But there's some really good stuff here. I liked Rack Focus as well. Just watched Stack Sisters Swallow from Lethal Hardcore. Not a bad little flick. So some good titles there. By the way, those of you listening, we are going to do our contest, Pick the Winners contest. We are going to cut the ballot down. Last year we did 25 categories, way too many. We're going to do 15. We present the ballot of 15. You pick who you think is going to win. Those of you who pick the most winners win prizes. The first sponsor's already been confirmed. Fleshbot, once again, will be contributing a buttload of DVDs. So we can definitely look forward to that. Other sponsors are certainly welcome, and you guys should look forward to participating. I wanted to mention this now because if you have any particular categories you want to see, 15 means we're going to have to cut a lot out. So if I get a couple suggestions, I will definitely go with those. Best Big Butt Movie. This is a huge list as well. Annika vs. Kelsey from Hard X. When it comes to great big asses, Kelsey Monroe is one of my absolute favorites. I really love her. Her ass is phenomenal, and she's great. We also have Ass Workout from Bam and Evil Angel. I just did a scene from that one. I really like that, obviously, a workout theme. Ass-tastic from Kevin Moore and Evil Angel. I love Kevin's stuff. Big Ass Curve 7 from Team Skeet. Big Wet Asses 25 from Elegant Angel. One of the best big ass series ever, by the way. The Booty Movie 4 from Archangel, which was good. Booty Queen 2 from Archangel. That one I've got right here, actually. I reviewed that a while back. AJ Applegate, a great movie. Her first interracial anal and DP was in that movie. Really fantastic flick. Bubble Butt Car Wash from Kelly Madison. Massive Asses 9 from Elegant Monster Curves 33 Reality Kings. My Baby Got Back Fat Ass Addiction from Video Team. Yes, they're still making movies also. My Sister Has a Thick White Booty from Lethal Hardcore. Wet and Wild Asses from Brazzers. Wet Asses 6 from Jules Jordan. And Wetter Better Asses from New Sensations. Some good titles in there. The Booty Queen 2 really stands out for me. Along with Annika vs. Kelsey. Those are two really, really good movies. Kelsey Monroe, AJ Applegate. If you had to pick the two best asses in porn right now, pick two better. You can't have AJ. You can't have Kelsey. Give me your dynamic duo if I pick those two. See how I do. I like that as a topic. I may have to put that out there on Twitter. Got a couple of really good Twitter responses. Probably going to have to start the next podcast with them. No, I won't. I'll end this one with what I've got topically after we do a couple more categories. So in that one, those two movies stand out for me. Now we get Best Boy-Girl Sex Scene. I think this is kind of a big one. This is one of those that I think probably should be on the contest list. We got Ass Effect from Burning Angel, which was Janice Griffith and Small Hands. Just reviewed that. Really sexy scene. Janice Griffith is a tiny little spinner. Plays a gamer girl. Kind of a fun little cheating scene. Big Wet Interracial Tits. Katrina Jade and Prince Joshua. Katrina Jade getting a lot of play this year. Boho Beauties from Kelly Madison. Anna DeVille and Ryan Madison. Don't Break Me from Mofos, Kimmy Granger, and Jay Mack. Fucking Flexible from Tony Rebus. I mentioned that in one of the last podcasts. Lee Alexis and Ramon Nomar. I really loved the Mia Malkova scene in this movie, but the Lee Alexis scene is also absolutely fantastic. Her first interracial from Dark X, Sarah Love and Mandingo. Hey, if you're going to do your first interracial, why not start with Mandingo? Hot Models, Digital Sin, Lana Rhodes and Xander Corvus. Love Her Madly, X-Art, Veronica Rodriguez and Xander Corvus. Mick Loves Annika from Bam Vision, Annika and Mick from Scene 1. They have great chemistry together. Obviously, they are married and fantastic. Natural Beauties from Vixen, starring Kendra Sutherland and McBlue. Kendra Sutherland, of course, the library girl, the masturbating cam girl. Perfect Pussy from Elegant Angel, Adra Fox and James Dean. Red Light, Wicked Picture, Chanel Preston, Damon Dice. Supergirl Triple X, Carter Cruz and Charles Dara. Teen Sex Dolls 2 from Biscow Girlfriends, Gina Valentina and Seth Gamble, and Young and Glamorous 8, Jules Jordan, Alexis Adams, and Manuel Ferrara. What I think is interesting here is if you take maybe the 10 best performers in the industry, not a lot of them on this list. Lesser-known performers, Janice Griffith, not super well-known, really good. Katrina Jade's Getting Play, Anna Deville, Kimmy Granger, Lee Alexis, again, maybe that second tier. Sarah Love, probably moving up there. Lana Rhodes, I really like Lana Rhodes, by the way. Veronica Rodriguez, of course. Annika is absolutely a top five performer. She's a star. Kendra Sutherland, a newer girl. Adra Fox, pretty big star. Chanel Preston's been around a while and very well respected. Carter Cruz, definitely a top five. And Gina and Alexis. So if you really pick your top five or top ten, not a lot of them in this category, yet the scenes are all fantastic. So a tough one. Got to see some more scenes before I can even try and pick a winner there. All right, with some more feedback coming in, and obviously a big story, this is going to become sort of a timely thing. We will finish the C's, though, okay? Three more categories, and then we'll do a sponsor break, and then talk about timely feedback. Best Cinematography, Casual Encounters from Wicked Pictures, Daddy's Little Dolls from New Sensation, Deadly Rain from Brazzers, have not seen that one yet, Flesh, House of Hedonism from Digital Playground, Inez Escort Deluxe, Mark Dorcel. Dorcel movies always look beautiful. Lingerie Obsession from Met Art, Viv Thomas. Same thing there. They make nice looking stuff. The Marine from Elite X. I have that one all loaded up to watch. It's got several nominations. Missing, a lesbian crime story from Girls Way. Really like the Girls Way features. Momentum 3 from Light Southern Pure Play. That's a company I haven't heard of, so I'm going to check that one out. Natural Beauties from Vixen, Jules Jordan, Greg Lansky. Lansky stuff is gorgeous. It's part of what makes Blacked and Tushy and Vixen so impressive is how fucking beautiful they look. Outland, Beyond the Far West from Wet Dreams Harmony. Harmony's making some few movies, but really good ones. Preacher's Daughter from Wicked. I liked the movie. Our cinematography, it was good. It was not the kind of movie that where it hits you in the face with great cinematography. It's just beautifully shot. Red Light from Wicked Pictures, Shades of Kink 6 from Sweet Sinner, and Submission of Emma Marks Exposed. You'll see a lot of Submission of Emma Marks. The Harmony movie stands out as kind of, it really strikes you. Haven't seen Deadly Rain, which is probably pretty good. And I liked Preacher's Daughter, and I love the way Natural Beauties looks. Lansky stuff is always really good looking and incredibly well shot. Moving on to best comedy. A couple years ago, this seemed to me that all the best comedies were actually parodies. Now there seem to be some non-parody comedies that are good. All Natural Saints from Hustler, Amish Girls from Zero Tolerance, Along for the Ride, Wicked Pictures, Cindy, Queen of Hell from Burning Angel, A Gonzo Story, Cream Pie Virgin from Biscow, House Calls, Digital Playground, Let It Ride, Digital Playground, Scroober X from Dana Vespoli. I reviewed two scenes from that. Really funny stuff. Slutty Mom, James Dean. I've got that right here to review. Sorority Sisters, Digital Playground, Space Sex from Spizo, The Switch, Biscow, Three Hole Punch from Hustler, Trouble Times 2, Wicked, and Weekend to Remember Wicked. Lots of Wicked stuff here. I like the idea that we're making funny movies. You know, I've always liked adult comedies, and it's hard to do. It's really hard to do because you have very little script to write. But when you do a good one, they're impressive. Last up, another I think a really important award: best continuing series. So this is one of those where, you know, you've done a couple great volumes. Can you keep it up? Too Cute for Porn from Manuel Ferrara. Angela Loves from Angela White. In case I haven't mentioned, Angela White is, to me, the hottest thing in porn right now, period. Head to toe, front of and behind the camera, although she's always in front of, but her stuff she's doing for other people, spectacular. Ass Parade, Bang Productions, Barely Legal from Hustler, 100-plus volumes of that. Gonzo Story from Biscow, Jessica Drake's Guide to Wicked Sex, Caden Cross's Casting Couch from Arrows, Nina Hartley's Guide Adam and Eve, Oil Overload, Jules Jordan, Pure from Arrows, Slut Puppies, Jules Jordan, Somebody's Daughter, Amateur Allure, Super Cute, Hard X, Taboo Tales, Digital Sin, and Threesome Fantasies Fulfilled, Pure Passion. What I always find interesting is you've got a real variety. You've got Jessica and Nina's educational series, both really important series, but can you compare them sexually to Slut Puppies, which is Jules Jordan's kind of new-ish girl series, or the Oil Overload series, which is all, you know, slippery sex, the Taboo Tales, which sort of delves into that family love thing, Barely Legal, which of course is one of the great young girl titles in the history of porn, or Angela Loves, which is kind of a mini series of star showcases. Really tough to combine them. If I'm going to be stranded on a desert island and I can only take one series from now until they end it, Angela Loves is one of my favorite series in the business right now. Oil Overload and Slut Puppies are really close, depending on the volumes for me, probably Slut Puppies. And Super Cute, I'm also liking a lot from Hard X. So that is all for the categories today. I'm going to take a little sponsor break here and then hit the Twitter feedback, because there's some rather serious issues. And normally we don't do that during this podcast, but we will today. Our sponsors, once again, the Lachlan McLeod Show. Please check out his podcast on life with a disability, human rights, and various other topics, including porn. Also, check out IAFD.com for all your porn needs, sexy slapstick video for all your messy sploshing videos, and go to AVN.com, do your fan voting, best cam guy, Porno Dan, because he fucking rocks. Okay, I did mention earlier that I love feedback, and I got some good stuff here on Twitter while I was doing this. And a lot of this is going to be topical. We will address a news story. You'll have to kind of check out news sites to find out a little more about this situation. But Guilty Pleasures offers up this timely topic. Girls learning how to say no on set and walk out if needed in dangerous sessions. You know, it was about a year ago during this podcast we were talking about the allegations against James Dean. Allegations of assault and rape on and off set kind of derailed James for a while, made him sort of the poster boy for porn is bad. We're a year later and his name gets mentioned a lot on awards lists, and things seem to have sort of just gone away in terms of that. Now a story popped up today where Nikki Benz alleges that she was abused on a Brazzers set, and that director Tony T actually choked her in response to her saying no. In this case, Guilty Pleasures wants, obviously, girls to learn how to say no and walk out. I think that's a tough thing, because sometimes you're talking about very young women who may not know how to stand up for themselves and may not completely understand what is expected of them and what they're allowed to do as far as, no, we're going to stop it right here. In this case, Nikki Benz is not some 18-year-old girl fresh off the truck. Nikki is an experienced porn performer. She is one of the smartest women in the industry. She knows her stuff. She's strong. She's absolutely driven and controls her message. To be perfectly fair, and I should say this every time I begin to talk about this, I used to do PR for Nikki, so I had a relationship professionally with Nikki, and I respect her greatly. Part of me wishes we're still working together on this. Another part of me is glad we're not, because this is going to be quite a mess. Also, full disclosure, Tony T does have a history with me. He made a number of physical threats against me years back. This was years ago. I believe the last couple times we've been around each other, it was perfectly cordial. But yeah, I've seen that side of him, and I do know Nikki to be someone who's very well respected. So I think Nikki can say no, but clearly if something like this can happen to Nikki, it can happen to anybody. And I think that porn performers do have to understand that consent means they can say no. And if producers and directors are not going to respect that, then we have to make sure that the agents do not say to the performers, hey, don't complain, just do it. And also, if you're going to shoot a rough scene, put that out there ahead of time. I've also worked doing PR with clients who are very into, you know, who do BDSM movies for a living. That's what they do. And some of the stuff I've seen on set makes me cringe, but then I sit down with performers after and it was totally fine and it was part of what they were doing. And it, I think there is a fine line sometimes between this was agreed upon and crossing it. And the allegations in this case that are going out is that no was stated several times, cut, stop, 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 and the response was to be choked. Clearly, in this case, guilty pleasures, I think this performer knows how to say no and walk out, and I think she's doing it. I think she walked out, and now she's absolutely gonna put this on blast. I don't think this is going away anytime soon. Spalding says, how about the treatment of women in the industry after what happened to Nikki Benz? I think it's about time to address this issue. Well, I think I sort of just did, but we will continue. And I want to keep these kind of short because they're not AVN topical, and I think maybe there should be some special, maybe a separate podcast on the treatment of women. And again, we covered this a little bit with James Dean last year. How are women treated on set? It totally depends on the set. I've been on sets where everything was done and everyone caters to the star. And sometimes that happens. Some performers are divas. Some performers are really easy to get along with. Some producers and directors are too permissive with their male talent. Some male talent get crazy. It happens. Right now, these are allegations as to how Nikki was treated. It's what she says happened, and I'm not about to doubt her story. You know, if there was a rough sex scene that pushed somebody over, if this was agreed to beforehand or not, that's going to have to come out. And if male talent does not respect no, then just like an ordinary run-of-the-mill guy who doesn't respect no, that shit's wrong, man. I mean, if you're shooting a BDS movie where no is part of the dialogue, then there's a safe word. And if you violate that trust and you violate that, you're a scumbag. If you hire someone for a rough sex scene and they can't handle it, then, you know, yes, you report back to the agent. We hired her for X. She didn't do X. She can't do X. She made an excuse and wouldn't do it. Okay, fine. I get that. That's professional. If you hire someone for X and try and take it to X, Y, and Z, and they say no to Y and Z, perfectly within their right, and no still means no. It's ridiculous. And if what is alleged is true, if the response to, hey, stop, is to choke your talent, well, you're not going to have that talent very long. And quite honestly, I think companies that want to be respected need to respect the performers, particularly the women in this case, because they are the stars, they're the ones driving this, and we don't usually hear from male talent saying the female talent abused them. So thank you, Spalding, for that feedback. Perhaps we will cover that in a full podcast another time. And we got two more, again, kind of in the same vein as what everybody's talking about today. Also from Guilty Pleasures, girls restricting model releases until fully paid for work. Yeah, obviously, if girls not getting paid is a problem, then, yeah, holding back model releases. I also understand the other side, though. If you pay someone ahead of time, are they going to get lazy and walk out on a scene? I have seen that, where once they get paid, yep, that's it, we're wrapping up, I'm not doing anything else. So I've often said that porn, the industry, is kind of a meat grinder, that nobody comes out of it better than when they started. And that bad experiences rub off on someone, and then they create a bad experience that rubs off on someone else. If you're too nice a producer, you're going to get rolled over. If you're too nice a performer, you're going to get rolled over. Because there are bad people on both sides of it. And I think that it gets frustrating. For the truly good people, it gets frustrating and you have to walk a line, especially now that there's less money. before when everybody who produced porn was making money, it was easy to make money. It was just how much you made. You could be nicer. You could be more generous. You could be less demanding and still make money. And you could do it the nice guy way. It's a little tougher now, I think. Again, from Guilty Pleasures, companies terminating dangerous employees that could result in litigation. Obviously, we're talking about the same situation here. I don't think it is a small coincidence that the director in question came from Anabolic Video at a time when Anabolic also had a guy by the name of Chico Wang employed by them. Chico started out as a webmaster for Extreme Associates. They put him behind the camera. He went over to Anabolic Diabolic at a time when there was a sort of a talent vacuum over there, and they looked to new people. Now, they found... they had Sal Genoa. Sal, who's a great filmmaker and a fun and awesome guy. Ivan was shooting for them. Honestly, one of the nicest guys. Probably one of those guys who gets victimized for being too nice to performers. But they also had Chico and Tony and other people. Now, you want to take a look and see what happened to Chico Wang. He is no longer with us. But along the way, he took his girlfriend with him. Allegedly had something to do with her suicide. There was a lot of violence. When he died, it was uncovered that back in college, he pistol-whipped his girlfriend. So this is a guy who abused women before the industry and then did some pretty awful things. Personal story here, he used to have performers call me at my home late at night when he'd be shooting, and they would say whatever he asked them to say. They'd offer whatever he asked them to offer. And quite frankly, I found it a little disturbing. Not that I mind having pretty girls call and flirt with me, but it wasn't like that. It wasn't fun and cute and sexy and flattering. It was gross. It was, hey, come on down and we'll run a train on this girl. And I think he was probably full of shit, but it was gross. And I went to visit his house once after going to see the Anabolic building. I went up to his house because Mike John was supposed to be shooting there, and Mike and I are friends. Well, Mike wasn't there, but Chico was there, and he had girls sort of sleeping in corners of rooms. And, you know, hey, you want to come over here? Just, that's the kind of guy he was. And it was only after he died that we found that we'd given this predator, this violent scumbag, power over young, vulnerable women. And I think it made a lot of people sort of look at the industry and say, we do some pretty crazy stuff here. We better be careful, right? With great power comes great responsibility. And we don't want the government to get too involved or to judge whether or not we should be able to do this kind of stuff. We don't want that. On the other hand, we don't want people getting have their heads stomped or being choked out or, you know, being offered up to any journalist with a website. I mean, you know, not to downplay my importance, but I don't know what Chico was trying to convey there other than he had power over women and could loan them out whenever he wanted, which just was gross. So that's where this director came up. Did some of that rub off? I don't know. So now we will have to sort of see what happens there. If there is anything to these charges, and again, they're just charges and allegations right now, but, you know, if there's something there, will they terminate him immediately? Because certainly there were people concerned about Chico Wang who didn't speak up, and then people died, and it was a bad thing. So what do we have here? I guess we'll find out. You know, what would you guys do? I think most of you are going to say, I'd fire his ass, I'd kick his ass, whatever. Realistically, are you going to defend your employee? You know, and again, this is a social media war. How do you win this? Last comment from Porn Addict. Hey, Raj, do you find more women are watching more hardcore porn than 25 years ago? I think so. I hear more feedback from women than I used to, and it's less, I think they're looking more for hardcore. I think the submission of Emma Marks movies, the 50 Shades of Grey phenomena, I think that has sort of caught on. I think also, I definitely think all girl porn is now more lesbian friendly than it used to be. I think it used to be a lot of pretty girls together doing male girl on girl fantasies. And I think now there is more of an appeal to lesbian porn viewers. Girlfriends Film certainly leading the way there, but also Girls Way is another one. And I think the sort of focus on lesbian relationships, not just the lesbian sex, I think definitely makes it more appealing for women in that way. We can expand on that if you'd like in another podcast. All right, let's see. Just checking. Any more feedback? There's one more. Rob Perez, my friend from X-Critic. Haven't heard the podcast yet, but I'm guessing BBW noms were discussed. Was probably short. Yes, we did discuss that in episode one. It was a little short. I do want to have Rob on to talk about it. It may be after this series. Just so you guys know, I'm going to be doing this series up past Christmas. Then I will be taking a vacation. I will actually be in New York from just after Christmas till after New Year's. May do some podcasting there. May not. I'm going to go see my family. My sister's family moved away about a year and a half ago. This is our first time back visiting them, so I may try and finish this all up. But I am working on getting the soundboard up and running so I can take calls, and Rob Perez would be one of the ones I'm taking calls from. So that's it for this episode. A couple of categories and then some timely talk. Like I said, I do love feedback. So please, Roger T. Pipe on Twitter, find me on Facebook, or email me at roger@rogerviews.com. You can also use the feedback down below. Please check out the Lachlan McLeod Show. He's a sponsor of this show, and I really appreciate it. He does a great podcast about porn and other topics. Give that a listen. Also, IAFD.com for all your porn needs, SexySlapstickVideos.com for your wet and messy porn, and please visit AVNAwards.com, fan voting, best cam guy, Porno Dan, because he deserves it. And you know what? Hit Twitter, let everybody know you heard it here. If you'd like to sponsor the podcast, it is available. 3 slots still available, $150. Probably going to be 15 of these regular ones, at least one contest podcast, and a couple of fan votings. So still have your opportunity if you want to donate it to your favorite performer. So I will say vote for them. In the meantime, I am Roger Pipe of RogerViews.com. This has been Avian Awards 2017 podcast number 3. Thanks for listening. See you soon.